Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the upcoming race this weekend at the Circuit of the Americas. Now, before we get into it, here is the schedule for Friday. Here is the schedule for Saturday. And here is the schedule for Sunday. Now, for me, COTA is one of these Marmite tracks. You either love riding there or you hate riding there. And, you know, a lot of the corners, there is a really, really interesting array of corners, let's just call it, from fast corners to slow corners to really slow corners. And, you know, it is our first anti-clockwise left turn circuits, if you want to call it, that we go to of the season. And normally, when you think of one person on left turns, you think of Marc Marquez. Now, Marc wasn't there last year due to the crash in Portugal. So it will be interesting to see how he's going to go this year on that circuit with the Ducati. Also last year, you know, Alex Rins shocked the world winning a race on a Honda. And he won it pretty well and pretty decently, to be fair. Now, he does get on well with that circuit. So it will be interesting to see how close he can get to Quartararo this year. Now, Quartararo finished third last year on the Yamaha, so it will be interesting to see exactly how Quartararo does this year. How big is the gap after opening up, or will this circuit kind of help Fabio? Now, I don't think it will with the kind of 90 degree left-hand turn onto the back straight. That's really going to kill the Yamaha with the acceleration. But let's see how they maybe somewhat fix that this season. As you can see and know, you know, Pecco Bagnaia famously crashed out while leading in COTA last year and gave a pretty funny excuse of that the bike was too good. That's why he crashed. That he could feel the front end too much and then you can't. So it was pretty interesting. Jorge Martin didn't make it past the first lap. Brad Binder finished in 13th place. And I think, you know, it's going to be really interesting, especially for Pecco and Martin, to see how they go this weekend. I do think it's going to kind of favor Martin, if I'm honest. But saying that, you know, I'm really interested to see how the rookie is going to go. When you look at Acosta and what he's done, coming out and blasting down that straight, I think he's going to absolutely go batshit crazy and love it. So I think he may struggle at the start of the weekend, but I think by the end of the weekend, I think he will be definitely able to give it socks. Also, I suppose for Maverick Vinales, after the last race weekend in Portimao, you know, confidence is up. He did finish fourth there last year, so how well can he do? I guess we're going to wait and see. You know, all in all, I think it's going to be a really good weekend. Can't wait to see what actually happens. You know, I'll be witchy all the way after every practice, sprint race and main race. But I think, you know, all in all, you can't beat Texas for the show. It's pretty hard to pick a winner, but I'm going to go for my fastest man on Friday. And fastest man on Friday for me will have to be Martin, I would think. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What are you most looking forward to about COTA? And who is your fastest man on Friday? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.